Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, Spark Your Spirit and Ignite Your Soul, Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means whenever you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour engages your curiosity and helps you move forward. So is death really the end, or is it just the beginning? My guest on today's show is psychic and author Sandy Athey, and she's here to share what she's learned from going to the other side and back. She's been sharing wisdom from the other side to guide people to their best life for more than 15 years. Now, Sandy will be taking your calls on the show today, and if you would like a mini reading with Sandy, please call in. The number's 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I think you're going to love Sandy's positive energy, her humor, her vitality, her spark. I'll introduce you to Sandy in just a minute, but first, take a spin over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on everything. You can trade me your email address to get signed up for the twice monthly Out of the Fog Minute. That's a new short audio blog that will land in your inbox to give you the lowdown on what's going on around here, the spiritual and the not-so-spiritual, and it'll also point you towards some great discounts and freebies as well. Oh, and speaking of freebies, when you're at fogcitypsychic.com, you'll see a link for a free class that's happening on April 3rd. Healer Lisa Tunney and I are offering a free class called Inviting Change from Fear to Grace. If you want practical tools to help you shift your energy and free you from old patterns, I would love to see you in this class. Click the link at fogcitypsychic.com and sign up for From Fear to Grace. And now, Sandy Athey is an author, actress, radio personality, and psychic who's blessed with the ability to tune into the big picture of the universe. Sandy's psychic abilities developed after an attack that left her near death, and through determination and the power of love, she healed her body, mind, and spirit. Sandy uses her intuitive gifts with her clients and teaches all of us how to embrace each day with gratitude, joy, and love. You can find out more about Sandy and her work at sandyathey.net. Sandy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you for having me, Miss Karen. It is always a pleasure to hang out with you.
I feel the same way. You have such zip and and positive energy that it's a lot of fun to have you on the show. So I'm all giggly. We haven't even done anything yet, have we?
Well, I don't know. We've been doing a lot of things. You know, cause here we have me and we have you connecting for the show. And I think the minute we put it on the calendar, we started talking and going, you know, maybe not in the physical world, but we were definitely communicating and playing and hanging out. And we said, yeah, we're gonna have a date to play on the radio. Isn't that fun?
Oh, and it is fun.
Yeah.
Now, every day you're using your intuitive gifts, right, in your work. You're helping people, serving people. But do you feel like we are all intuitive, that all of us can have that kind of connection you're talking about?
Oh, of course. Of course. I, matter of fact, I have a class coming up, Karen, that I've put on in different areas, and I'm doing it here in Maryland now, called You Too Are Intuitive. And having, instead of me just getting up there and saying, oh, yes, I'm psychic, okay, can I give you a read? Well, why don't you give me a read, and then I'll tell you how you use your intuition. Because we use all of our senses with our intuition. We use our hearing, or people might smell something, or somebody gets something in a dream. And we all have it. It's just that some of us use it differently. Just like in the physical world, we all have eyesight, but some of us wear glasses and we're nearsighted or farsighted. And so honing in on that intuitive part of ourselves really helps us to increase whatever it is that we would like to put our attention on, whether it be health or career or relationships, and really enhances our entire life. Don't you think so?
I think it does. And I love that you encourage, I also teach psychic development, and I encourage my students to speak intuitively to each other. And I love that you ask people then to read you, because for me at least, I feel that students, if they don't go through that barrier of being afraid to say what they perceive, they never get past that, right? So you've got to say what you perceive, even if it stinks, even if you lay a real egg out there, right? You have to get through that place of saying what you perceive.
Well, I bring in items from my life and I put them in a paper bag. It could be a rock. It could be a piece of jewelry. And there's always a meaning behind it for me. And I'll have them pick it out of the paper bag and then say, I see somebody might see a celebration, and it may be a gift, a giveaway I got at a party. It could be any number of things. And I'd love to then look at them and say, okay, how did you feel? How did you know that? Did you feel it? Did you smell it? Did you see it? Did you have a sense of the other side coming in? And that can give me insight to give back to them and say, okay, you are very empathic. You feel things. So knowing that about yourself, then you can work with that and help to develop it within yourself. So I love to give the reads on the reads that they give me. And it's fun because it's very playful too, Karen. You and I love that. We love to play.
Well, it's so important because sometimes all this big spiritual stuff, oh, very spiritual, right? And,
ooh,
and
ooh,
really, ooh. Right? And really, when you raise your vibration, right? When you jump into it with the same delight that the divine has, let's say, in your creation and what you're doing in the world, when you connect with that joy, with that gratitude, it becomes so much more fun. And with the joy, I think there's a lot less fear about working with your intuitive gifts.
Sure. And we all have it. We embrace hearing and sight and smell. And those are senses. And this is a sense. It's a sixth sense that we have. And the police call it a hunch, or they call it women's intuition or gut instinct. But it's there. It's there with all of us. And it's not something that you and I have separately. It's not like there's something different about us. No, we all have it. So I really love to encourage that with people. And when I did a show here at a radio station in Maryland for many years, and I would bring something into the studio, and I would put it under my hand, and I'd say, okay, I know how psychic you all are out there. What do I have under my left hand? And you'll win, you know, dinner for two or whatever it was that I was giving away at the time. And they were great.
Wow.
They would call in, and they would know exactly what it was.
Did you ever try to trick them up and trip them up and put in something really weird and tricky and unusual?
Yeah, one time I got a pink cell phone. And nobody's, you know, they might think from me that it was going to be a crystal or something like that. So I brought in this pink cell phone. And this, nobody knew I had it. Nobody knew I had it. And this gentleman called in and he said, I think you have a new pink cell phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, not just saying, okay, I see you on the telephone, or okay, I see a color where you could connect the dots. He got it spot on. It was amazing.
Wow.
And oftentimes, if I was giving away dinner for two at a local restaurant, I'd bring in a spoon, you know, or something like, I would bring something that correlated with the giveaway, and people got to know that about me. So that's when I started to say, okay, I'm going to bring in things that are cold, you know, just like a pink cell phone, and see what happens. And they would get it.
Wow.
Just have to know where to tune it in.
We have so much more potential than we use, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They say we use, what, 10% of our brains? Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm blonde, right? So I had a Cherokee teacher years ago, and I asked her this question. I said, yes, okay, I'm discovering that I'm so psychic now, and why am I so psychic? And she laughed. She said, well, I know it's kind of an oxymoron, but you're blonde and you use more of your brain. That's why you're psychic. You know, so
wow.
She would tease me about that all the time. But that's what happened with me when I had the death experience, that it physically opened up a part of my brain, so I started using more of my brain.
And we're about to go to break, but when we come back after this break, I'm going to ask you, Sandy, to maybe share a little bit about your experience and the way that changed everything for you. We'll also take a call from Glenda in California. She called 800-930-2819 to connect with Sandy right here on the air. You can do that too. 800-930-2819. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Chain, chain, chain.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. TheBreakthroughConnection.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm sorry. I'm cracking myself up. I'm Skyping back and forth with Chrissy in the studio. She's playing wonderful tunes to us. We're all laughing and feeling happy. Chris DiPaola is taking out the garbage in the background. And we've got Sandy Athey on the line. You can find out more about Sandy and her work at sandyathey.net. Her new book is The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. Now, Glenda in California, we lost you. We were going to bring you on the air for a mini reading with Sandy. You're very welcome to call back in, 800-930-2819. And for any of you who want to connect with Sandy on the air, 800-930-2819. Now, Sandy, you had a pivotal experience. There was a time for you where everything turned around. Can you share a little bit of that story?
Oh, that's a lovely way to put it, Miss Karen. A pivotal experience. I like that. That's perfect. Yeah, I was an insurance agent, and I was living, you know, what I thought of as the normal life, and what I was brought up to believe that you did when you were on Earth. You know, you had a job, and you went to work, and you got married, and so I did all that. And I became an insurance agent, and I was doing very, very well. And one night in my office, I had, I always want to say this very gently because it is such a transformative energy. I was attacked by a serial rapist. Mm-hmm. And in my struggles with him in that moment, he got the best of me in that moment, and I did end up going to the other side. And it was amazing, Karen. I didn't want to come back. I really did not want to come back. And what I perceived as God in that moment, of course, prior to that moment, my perception of spirituality or God was based in the church. You know, I went to church every Sunday, and that's what it was for me. So this was very, very different, and it was magnificent and wonderful, and I saw the past and the future, and God said, you have work to do, and you have to go back, and I was like, no, I really don't want to. I'm looking down at this poor body, you know, that's beaten and battered and strangled on the floor, and I said, no, that's not really for me, and he said, no, I'm going to give you this gift, and I want you to share it, and also, I'm going to be giving you information that's going to help. You're going to be the one to put this bad guy away. And I'll tell you, Karen, that is something that really made a huge difference in my life, too, was to be able to, I came back, and of course, and I worked with the police and the FBI, and they had been chasing this guy for 2.5 years. So he was a pretty bad guy. And a year after that happened, I did end up being the one in court, and he is now in jail for the rest of his life. And my life, of course, it was like a big bomb went off in the middle of it, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. I was devastated financially in every area you could imagine. There was a big do-over. And I was so ill, I really didn't know what to do. The one thing I knew was that I didn't wish to stay that way. That's the only thing I knew for sure. And then I went through all the Western medicine, of course, and they were wonderful, but they could only go to a certain point with me because I kept asking all the therapists, well, what happened when I died? What was that? What was that voice? Who came to me? And they're like, you know, blank on their faces. So I went searching. I went to churches. I talked to ministers and priests and rabbis because, again, that was my frame of reference for something out of body or spiritual to me. And nothing really felt right. This went on for a few years, and nothing really felt right until I found, of course, I was going to say by accident, but nothing is really by accident, that I found a Native American Cherokee teacher. And that felt very right to me. And I ended up doing a 7-year apprenticeship with her and with another Cherokee teacher, a man. And that felt right to me because they taught me how to use my gift rather than trying to teach me about something else. They looked at me and they said, okay, you've got this gift of seeing and this is who you are. We're going to work with you and help you to understand it so that you can heal what needs to be healed, and you can then, of course, pass it on and give it back. And that's, the 7 years went by very quickly, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And then I ended up on the radio, you know, as it progresses, and then I ended up on the radio and doing a show, and I had absolutely no idea that the gift that God was talking to me about was going to be doing this kind of thing. But it's been very rewarding and a big adventure. It's been a big adventure. Oh, yeah, very much so. But now I'm at a wonderful place in my life. And for everyone listening, I kind of gloss over this for many different reasons. The first one being that I do understand that the words we use and the way that we describe things makes it that way. So that's why I'm very careful about how I describe what happened. And also because I want to bring beautiful energy to Karen and her show. So for everyone listening, that was one of the biggest lessons. Karen, there's got to be somebody listening that needs this being said because it's coming through so clearly.
Yep.
Words are powerful. They are so powerful. And we often will want to tell our story from a victim standpoint. Because I was a victim, okay, you know, and there were things that happened to me. I ended up having to have surgeries, and I had to have a hysterectomy when I was 35, and I couldn't have children. I mean, there was a string of things. And I'm saying this because there are people listening that need to hear that anything can be healed. Anything. And I'm here to share this with you, that there were times in my life, there were suicide attempts. I wanted to go back. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go back there. I didn't like it here. And so there was a lot of mental and emotional upheaval, of course, after something like that. But I'm happily stable and have a wonderful relationship in my life. And the book, The Daily Dance, is a compilation of a lot of the lessons that I have learned over this time period. And it's a very fun and happy book, and it's filled with the happily ever after. I mean, that's on the cover. It's filled with the happily ever after. There are journal pages in there, and it's the kind of book that you can open to one page, or you can read it from front to back, or you can open in the back, and you'll, each page is independent. So you can work with it any way you want to. And the way I designed it was so you could put your favorite quote in there from someone else, or you could write in it, or you could put it next to your bed with your bookmark in there. I wanted it to be that book that you loved and cared for and that inspired you. So that's, and I wanted the first book to be that, Karen. I didn't want it to be the, oh, this is what happened to me, victim place. I couldn't do it. I tried, but I couldn't do it.
You know,
that will come out later.
There's that idea about people who've had near-death experiences that they go to the other side, they come back and look at me, I'm all shiny and perfect, I can bend spoons with my mind now or whatever it is,
right.
And everything's wonderful. And I love that you're vulnerable enough to share that. When you came back into your physical body, you came back into the human experience. And there's pain and recuperation and joy and striving and moving forward and all of those things. I'm really, thank you for being vulnerable enough to share it that way.
Thank you. I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of course. I'm still, just when you feel like you're somewhere, you're really nowhere at all. And I learned that from the Cherokee, that you are always learning and always growing and always evolving, forever evolving. And it isn't as if I'm really happy and I'm very content right now, but yeah, there's so much more to grow with. And I see the world now and I see what's happening. And sometimes I get interesting perspectives on things and I kind of shake my head and look at things like war. I really don't get it. You know? I really don't. I look at it and I say, I just don't get that. But, you know, that's just me. But we're all going through some type of trauma in some way, shape, or form. It's part of the human experience.
Yes.
But knowing that, I think, is helpful. Just, okay, well, this is part of the ride. Like when you're on the rides and you go through the scary part. Like, okay, this is part of the ride, but we'll be out of the tunnel in a minute. Hmm. I'm sure I go through stuff every day, too. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, no.
I'm still human.
No, but it's a wonderful perspective, and I think it's important because people are sometimes feel like they have to measure up to this, like, perfect, shiny kind of stereotype, and it just isn't true. Now, look, here we are at the bottom of the hour. Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sandy Athey. Her new book is The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm the very, very funky. I'm extremely funky, Karen Hager. You can hear it in my voice, can't you? The extreme funk that I personally bring. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and my guest on today's show is Sandy Athey. She's an author, she's an actress, a radio personality, and a psychic. She's sharing how what happened to her, her life experience, transformed her, gave her a gift that now she uses to help everybody embrace every day with gratitude, with joy, and with love. Her new book is The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. You can find out more about the book. You can find out more about Sandy and her work at sandyathey.net. And I think I should spell that for you. It's Sandy, S-A-N-D-I, Athey, A-T-H-E-Y.net, sandyathey.net. Sandy, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy your show, and I enjoy you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I was saying off the air, I really think of this as just about the most fun a person can possibly have. And so I like when I have someone else on who thinks it's fun, too. It makes it good.
It is. It's always fun to connect with nice people and do something that feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard you say that part of your healing process was that you were in a dance with the universe. And since your book is called The Daily Dance, what is that metaphor of dance? How do we connect with something greater than ourselves to move forward?
Well, that's such a great question. We are already connected to everything just by merely being. We're connected to everything. It's like those great movies, Karen, where they show the choices. If people go through that door or they go through that door, it changes everything in the entire universe because we're all connected. So I make a choice and it affects everything. You make a different choice, it affects everything. So we are connected. So being aware and conscious of it, I think, is the next step. You know, we're and strengthening that connection. In the book, as well as on my website, I have a connecting exercise on the button. You can click on connecting to the universe, and it's also in the book. And you can strengthen that connection through what I was taught is called the hollow bone. And you imagine, and you know that you have an axis going through you, just like Earth Mother does. And through the top in your head is a connection to the Creator, and the bottom, your feet are connected to the earth. And you can think of it like a tree that has a trunk that goes down, and you can reach up through your branches and reach down through your roots and strengthening, and that's also the spine. That's also our spine. I love chiropractors, but that's another show. So that's that connection to the earth and to the sky, and strengthening that is what really has helped me, knowing that that axis is there and doing everything from that space. The connecting exercise is in The Daily Dance, and thank you so much for talking about the book. And we did mention earlier that I didn't get a copy to you before the show. So I had, for everybody listening, I asked Karen and the wonderful producer, Chrissy, to pick a page out of The Daily Dance to share with you all, which has to do with your question, Karen, and with the book and with the entire healing experience, actually, because she picked page 55. Can I go ahead and read it?
Do it, do it.
Okay. On page 55, it's called, May the Force Be With You. Words are so powerful. When we say we are trying to do something, we are not actually doing it. We are only attempting to do it. Try is a verb, to make an attempt or effort to do something. He tried to regain his breath. None of them tried very hard. He tried the maneuver. And then it's a noun, an effort to accomplish something, an attempt. Next time you put your attention on accomplishing your dream, whether that's health, finances, relationships, or life in general, remember what Yoda says. Do or do not. There is no try.
Mm.
Have fun doing. So there's a page out of The Daily Dance. It's quick. It's easy. There's a lot packed into a couple sentences there. It's all about doing it. You know, and back to what we were talking about with the victim mentality is when you say, I'm trying, how often do we hear that?
Right.
I'm trying. It's like, just do it. And that goes along with what you were asking about being connected.
Mm-hmm.
We are. You don't have to try to be connected. You already are. So what you do with it is really the key.
Hey, speaking of connections, Glenda from California is back on the line and would love to connect with you for a quick reading. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Is that okay with you? It's your show.
Oh, my goodness. No, I've given it all to you, all authority,
wonderful,
all power. It now rests with you. No pressure, and don't break anything.
Oh, my. That's a lot of responsibility.
Glenda in California, you're on the air with Karen Hager and Sandy Athey. Hello.
Well, hello there.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi. Well, this is the first time I've ever called into a radio talk show or spoken with a psychic.
No so, kidding. What prompted you to do it?
Well, I don't know. probably because I'm in the office by myself, and my husband and I have had a rather tumultuous 6 months, and we're repairing our marriage and considering a move, and I just kind of wanted to see if someone could see, you know, what was ahead of us, or if
well, I've got to tell you, girlfriend, you are the perfect example of going with the flow. You are bringing such an example. You are bringing such an example to me, to all of us today, to all the listeners. And this has been your life lesson, as you know, because you've been living your life, that going with the flow is something that you really had to say and take a deep breath and do very consciously. Since you fought against it for a long time. you were a little bit of a control freak for a while, but, you know, I can say that to you now since you're out of that stage. So,
well, how did you know that?
Well, I mean, if I had said that to you, you know, a couple of years ago, you would have bit my head off. But that's why I'm telling you how proud I am of you, and the universe is so proud of you, because you said, you know what, fine, I'm just going to go with the flow. And when you made that choice to do that, everything changed. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Continue to do it.
All right.
And that also has to do with water, okay? Emotions are very associated with water. And that's also something that you have been working with is your emotions. Because sometimes you go, I don't even know how I feel about this. Now, before, when you were in your other stage, you would have said, I know exactly how I feel about this. But now you're a little, you've been getting some heads up, and you've been getting some aha moments. So you're going to be getting some more of those, and you've been doing great with them. Just continue to do that. And when you decide how you feel about something, it's okay to declare it, and it's also okay to change it.
All right. Can you see anything out there? I mean, we are.
That wasn't both. Enough? You want more? Okay.
There's
going to be a lot of. I'm a very gentle reader. So, there's going to be a lot of changes. They're going to continue. And you will have some challenges that will come up in front of you. And that's what the way that I was saying it before. You're going to have some emotional challenges and just go with the flow and you're going to be fine. Now, specifics as of, you know, when you're going, where you're going, I don't get that. You know, I don't do future in that way. I'd much rather help coach you so that you can create your own future. And your own health and your own wealth and happiness. And I'm always the attaboy kind of person, too. The universe is so amazingly proud of you and the transformation that you've gone through.
Okay. All right. Well, this was very uplifting. I appreciate your help this afternoon.
You're very
good. And if, Glenda, too, before you go, there's something about a contract. Because I am getting something specific about a contract. I think it's with a house. And the house
looks, it is.
It looks like it's in a mountain, or there's a lot of mountains around, or rocks.
Yes.
Okay. It's a very, very nice thing. It's a very, very nice thing, and you want to look at around page 45. I'm getting 45 to 47, something like that. I don't know if the contract's that long, but there's something to do with a 45 or a 47 that you should pay attention to.
Okay, well, the house is where we live now, and we're preparing it for sale.
Okay. That's the one with all the rocks? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's in the mountains.
Thank you. That's what I see, yeah. Now, does the 45 or 47 mean anything to you?
Well, no, not right this minute.
It will.
But
I'll keep
my ears perked for 45.
Yeah, it's a little heads up for you. It has something to do with the contract and the numbers. You'll find it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that where we move will be not a similar terrain, but it has rocks and boulders and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Of course it will, because that's what you like.
And Glenda, through the cruelty of live radio, the extreme cruelty of live radio, we're getting ready to go to a break. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Sandy Athey. Her new book is The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. And you can find out more about Sandy and her work. You can connect with her at sandyathey.net. That's SANDIATHEY.net. Sandy, welcome back. It is one of the things about The Daily Dance is about helping people connect with the things that bring joy into their life. And I wanted to ask you, for you personally, doing the work that you are doing now, what is it that really brings you joy? What do you do every day that just lights you up?
Oh, wow. The thing that really brings me the most joy personally is being with Earth Mother. And when you said that, I opened up to see what would pop into my head. I live in this beautiful house. It's built in the 1800s, and I have the top floor of it. And I'm about 5 minutes from the river. And in the summertime, I can go and climb in the river and lay on this big rock. And it's, you can see down the river, and there are animal friends that come to visit. And I think that brings me the most joy, is to lay on Earth Mother's rock and put my face in the sun. I just love that. And then, of course, other times of year, I'm up on the third floor, and we have this storm going on in here, here on the East Coast tonight, and I can hear the wind and see the rain pounding against the window, and that brings me joy. It really does. And I've brought it down to the moments, Karen. I can, of course, I'm human, and I've shared with you all that there are moments in my life like everybody has, but I can find joy in just about anything and everything, whether it be a meal I'm having or that I'm watching a nice movie. I love movies, or that I have all my needs met. That brings me a lot of joy. And another thing that brings me a lot of joy is I love the coincidences. Well, they are coincidences. I love to think about somebody and they call, or I love those little validations. They bring me joy. Isn't that fun, Karen? You have fun with that too.
Well, you know what I'm imagining for you? I'm imagining you out on the rock and feeling the sun, and I'm imagining you in your home with the storm around you. And those things are both about being a still point in a lot of movement, being in the flow but not struggling, not doing anything, right?
Thank you. That's a great insight. I love that.
Yeah.
And what Glenda brought us to, that going with the flow.
Absolutely. I think we've got a little theme developing here, Sandy.
Yeah. And just being. Oh, well, Karen, Earth Mother says, because you asked about the last segment here, and she's like, well, you girls, go ahead. But I've got the Daily Dance here. You pick a page. A number between 1 and 130.
77.
77. Let's see what you pick today from the Daily Dance. Oh, this is another short one. And on page 77 of the Daily Dance, it's called It's Turtle Time. Today the universe would like us to pay attention to turtle medicine. Turtle teaches us how to walk with the natural flow of things. Slow and steady wins the race. Too much too soon can upset the balance. Take your time, be deliberate with your thoughts, words, and actions, and come out of your shell when the time is right. Be in step and in time with the earth. Find the relationship that works best for you. Be independent and take the oxygen first. But be whole and healthy in yourself, and then let nature take its course. And I want to say thank you to Glenda. She brought that lesson right to us tonight. It's validation for her. She's made the choices in her relationship and in her life, and she's going with the flow of it.
Well, and there's that reminder, too, that the time we have this time, and we don't always know how long or how short a time we have, but we do have the gift of being fully invested in every moment that we do.
And it reminds me of what your insight was, that my joy was being with Earth Mother, and that nature's going to take her course. and to honor that with inside of yourself too, and not try to fight against it.
I think you and I both know, I don't know how much you know about my personal story, but I fought and fought and fought until I was in my very early 40s. And then when I finally said, okay, yes, fine, you win,
right.
everything changed for me. When I stopped resisting and accepted, not that I caved and lost my backbone and stopped, you know, doing any, having temper tantrums, because I still do that. But when I said yes, everything changed for me. And I think that's something that people can do no matter what situation they're in. If you say yes to where you are right now, that is what gives you the power then to turn that around, to change it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it, when you know that you have the power, that's, mm-hmm. that really makes a lot of difference. You know you have the power of choice.
Yeah.
Hey, can I read one of my favorite ones from the day?
Read one of your favorite ones.
Okay. This one is page 72, and this is, what does God look like? Excuse me. A kindergarten teacher was observing the children while they drew their art. She would occasionally walk around to see each child's work. As she got to where one little girl was working diligently, the teacher asked what the drawing was. The girl replied, I'm drawing God. The teacher paused and said, but honey, no one knows what God looks like. Without missing a beat or looking up from her drawing, the little girl replied, they will in a minute.
Wow.
Let your inner child sparkle and see spirit today. That's one of my favorites. I can just see the little girl drawing and the teacher saying, but nobody knows what God looks like. And she's like, they will in a minute.
Yeah, because here comes God. Here comes God.
Now, Sam, what it looks like.
Sandy, where can people get The Daily Dance? How can they connect with the book?
Oh, thank you. On Amazon.com, on BarnesandNoble.com, and if they'd like an autographed copy, they can go right to my website and click on the cover of the book, and it goes right to PayPal, and I get that personally, and I'll personally autograph it for you and send it out.
Wow. So that is wonderful. And you work with people privately as well, right? How can people connect for private sessions?
Thank you. Also, you can go to my webpage. You can email me. You can go to Facebook. I'm also on Facebook, Sandy Athey. Or I do honor the old-fashioned ways, the traditional ways. You can call me on the telephone.
Oh, that's just weird.
I know, right? You can call my office number, which is 410-747-6510. Again, it's 410-747-6510. And I do return phone calls, and I do enjoy the telephone. And I love to work on the phone, so that works.
Fantastic. Sandy, thank you so much for being here today. What great fun. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Safe journeys.
Thank you. That was Sandy Athey. You can find out more about her and her work at sandyathey.net. Her new book, The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After, is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can get an autographed copy at sandyathey.net. That's all the time we have for today. Go to FogCityPsychic.com. Click on everything. Don't be afraid. Register for that free From Fear to Grace class on April 3rd and sign up for the Out of the Fog Minute. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.